This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Habari Gani, the greeting as always this week. What's the news? Today is the fourth principle of Kwanzaa, Ujamaa, cooperative economics. We certainly could use some of that right here, right now. And joining us as always every year, and especially during this week, is none other than our very special guest, the professor and chair of Africana Studies, California State University, Long Beach, the executive director of the African American Cultural Center, US, and the creator, of course, of Kwanzaa and then Nguza Saba. He's also the author of the definitive work, A Celebration Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture, and also the author of Introduction to Black Studies, now in its fourth edition. Once again, Dr. Maulana Karenga. Habari Gani, Dr. Karenga.
Ujamaa, Habari Gani, Masamela. It's good to see you again, to be with you and your audience. Happy Kwanzaa, Hedis a Kwanzaa to everybody. And on this day of Ujamaa, the fourth principle, cooperative economics, we start by saying this principle means to build and maintain our stores, our shop, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. But this is a larger principle, right, that teaches us the principle and practice of shared work and shared wealth. Modeled on the shared harvest, it calls for cooperative work, respect of the rights of the workers, and the needs of everyone for a life of dignity and economic security, and also the need for the conditions and capacity to live a free, good, and meaningful life. This principle is rooted in the concept of kinship. Kinship. Ujamaa is familyhood or kinship. And so the family means we do business, we do economics, as if we belong to a larger family than our first family, to an extended family that involves the whole of humanity, but of necessity must start with ourselves, right? It is rooted in this concept of kinship with and caring kindness toward others, and also toward the earth, a loving kindness, a caring kindness toward the earth. And it cultivates a sensitivity for avoiding and resisting injuries to fellow human beings and to the natural world. This compelling call to practice the principle of shared work and shared wealth in the world begins with a call to build and maintain economic institutions, and by extension, engage in economic practices that address our needs and aspirations and represent the best of our values. And certainly the central values here are cooperation for common good and the collective sharing of that good we produce. The model which Kwanzaa raises and then Nguza Saba teaches is the harvest. To harvest good, what do we do to harvest good? We plan together, and then we plant together. We plant the promising fields of our lives and future together. We cultivate them together with love and care. We harvest them together with hope and anticipation of abundance and good. And we joyfully share the good we have created together. And we conscientiously set aside seeds of good for the future that comes. So this model of harvest is central to Kwanzaa, central to the practice of the Nguzo Saba, because it's about creating and sharing the good of the world. Moreover, the principle of Ujamaa speaks to a sense of kinship we must feel again for each other and the world. As I said earlier, the root word of Ujamaa is Jamaa, which means family. Therefore, it urges us to engage in economic practices which recognize and respect our kinship with each other, other humans, and the world. It opposes, therefore, activities which exploit and oppress others and damages the world. Furthermore, as a cooperative pursuit of common good, Ujamaa is profoundly concerned with an egalitarian distribution of wealth and good in the world, and always, always with care for the poor and the vulnerable, and working with them to end their poverty and vulnerability.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Indeed, the Hosea teaches us that we are given wealth so we can do good with it. And the Odu Ifa teaches that, quote, anyone who cultivates the disposition for doing good, especially for the needy, this person in particular, will never know happiness. And good, it reaffirms the ancient teachings of the Hosea that says, do good. Doing good is not difficult. Just thinking good is a monument for those who do it. For those who do good for others are also doing it good for themselves, for they are building the good world we all want and deserve to live in. Thus, the ethical understanding of our traditional text and the awesome insight of our ancestors urge us beyond the crass consumerism of the marketplace. It urges us beyond the isolated individualism and the market-driven madness of acquisitiveness, posing as a substitute for actual and longed-for freedom in its fullness. Instead, we are informed by the ethical teachings of our ancestors that we are to find meaning in our lives by searching after Ma'at. Ma'at means truth and justice and righteousness in the world. And we must oppose injustice. We must care for the vulnerable and be responsive to and responsible for others in the world and the world itself. Thus, Hara, chief of staff of the divine wife of Amen, Amenhotep, says in the Hosea, the sacred text of ancient Egypt, that we are to be, quote, a refuge for the poor, a raft for the drowning, a ladder for those trapped in the pit of despair, a shade for the orphan, and a helper for the widow. That we should be one who speaks for the wretched, assists the unfortunate, and aids the oppressed by our excellent deeds. That we should give food to the hungry, clothes to the naked, water to the thirsty, and be the one who struggles to remove pain and suppress wrongdoing, and who sustains the aged, the elderly, and eliminates the needs of the have-nots. What a beautiful concept and a mission it gives us for doing good in the world. And finally, he concludes, says, my reward for this is being remembered for my virtue. That is to say, for the good I've done in and for the world. Our dwelling place that was left to us by our ancestors. And we are told by our ancestors, when it becomes your turn to take responsibility for the world, do good for the world, Oduifa, Hotep, Ashe, Hedi.
Habarigani, ladies and gentlemen, Ujamaa Cooperative Economics. And ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, mamas and babas, I hope as you are listening and internalizing what Dr. Karenga is sharing with us this week, you will hear some of the principles that he's dedicated his life to studying and reintroducing to us. Some of these principles, some of us have always been taught and believed that the Judeo-Christian tradition, the Islamic tradition, had exclusivity on these principles for humankind, that they taught these principles first to the world. But these principles existed in our antiquity, in our culture, from our people. So there's much to be learned throughout this process. And I reiterate, the African-American Cultural Center is 365 days a year, not just 7 days. So get involved, please, ma'am, please, sir. Habari Ghani, folks. And again, today we say Ujamaa, Cooperative Economics. We'll see you again tomorrow. Don't forget to visit officialkwanzawebsite.org to learn all you need to learn about this sacred holiday. God bless you all. Happy Kwanzaa. Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.